Two things we have to accomplish this morning. One is a few words about the gospel, and then the other is a few words about the bishop's appeal, which you already know all about. To be salt of the earth and light of the world, city set on a mountain, this is what Christ asks us to be. That's what he asks us to be. He invites us. You know, and we all know that when he invites us to be part of the household of God, when he invites us to be his disciples, to follow after him, to be his light in the world today, he always also gives us a mission. So I think so often as Christian, as Catholic people, when we talk about relationship with God, we think it's a very personal thing. And in many, many ways it is. We need that foundation. But that's not the end of it. So this idea that we can say, well, it doesn't make any difference to me what they do, is wrong. Especially if they are doing something wrong. Now, can you go preach to them? Probably not. They won't listen. But what Christ calls us to be is the example of what goodness is supposed to be about. So it's not just this personal thing that Jesus says to us, you are the light of the world, that you are the salt of the earth. That's not something just personal to you, because what it requires is that we do something. It requires that we be that example. It requires that we are patient. It requires that we are respecting morality and goodness and being that kind of an example in our world, even though our world doesn't seem to want it at this time. I read something the other day that for 1,600 years, the countries of Europe generally were Christian, and how over the last 100 years, it's kind of like they've lost a great deal of that. And we can look to Europe, we can look to any country in the world, we can look at ourselves. There was a time when people really felt it was exceedingly important to be a part of the Christian community, to be seen in church, to be seen as a good person, as somebody who really tried to live a good Christian life. Didn't always make it, but at least there would seem to be that effort. And we seem to have lost a lot of that. Excuse me. Once we lose that light, once we give that up, something else is going to take over. And unfortunately, if we are supposed to be modeling goodness in this world, and we don't do it, what's going to take over is some kind of evil. And we've seen that happen. There was a time when people respected other people, sexually, respected life. There was a time they respected each other and honored marriage, family life, perseverance, prayer, participating in Mass together. There was a time when a lot of that was here in this country. But we look at our world today and we kind of say, where did it all go? And this one author I read said he thinks the problem is that we have forgotten that we are a community of believers. And that as a community, we have an obligation to the world to model the life of Christ. And if we don't do that, something else in the world is going to take over. And we know it does, it can, and it does. It's like several years ago, there was a commentary written in one of the national magazines about an author was writing about, at that time there was a big discussion about pornography and about these magazines that were becoming very, very popular all over the place. And everybody was saying, well, it's our right. We are adults, we make decisions for ourselves. And so what I choose to do is my business. And I remember he said in that article, he said, that's very true. It is your right. You are the one ultimately who makes the choice. But in choosing bad stuff time after time after time, we kind of lose the sensitivity to what really is good. We become so accustomed to what they throw at you, garbage of all kind, we just become so accustomed to it that we don't pay attention to it. So we become very used to that, rather than fighting back and saying, this is not right. This degrades society, this degrades people of all classes, of all societies, of all beliefs, and it degrades everybody. And Christ said it's our obligation to make sure that his message is out there. So when he called each one of us, he didn't say, now, you just sit back and have a good time, and I'm going to take good care of you, and when you die, I will take you right into the heavenly kingdom. He didn't do that. When he called you, he also said, you go out and be a light to the world. You make a difference. You be salt of the earth. You make a difference. You be the city on the mountain. Something is going to draw people to light and to goodness. So it is important that we develop a tight relationship with our Lord. St. Paul says that without what we do is kind of meaningless. So we do need that personal connection with Christ. But we also have to remember that that's not the end of it. That he also sends us. And he sends us to be his message, his example, his life in this world. And if we don't do it, we can see what happens around us. How very quickly society can degrade and fall into a level of living that when we were young, you would say, oh my gosh, nobody does that kind of stuff. That's totally wrong. But today everybody just kind of says, oh, more of that. We can make a difference, and we are called to make that difference. You know, we keep saying that time after time, and we keep saying, well, how are we going to change the world? And the way we change the world is one person at a time. That's the way we change the world. There's not going to be a great miracle of God's power saying, although it's possible, that, okay, now everybody's going to be good from here on. Because remember he gave us free will, and he will never take that away from us. And fortunately, it's only with free will that we are capable of loving. Without free will, we couldn't even love. So God is never going to take that away from us. But he said, I give you the task, the job, the responsibility, the obligation to be my presence in this world. So we need to work at it. This is a serious command of Christ. You are to be salt of the earth. That means we're supposed to make a big difference. And we can ask ourselves, how much difference are we making? Do we just go with the flow all the time? Or just whatever goes on, okay, it's all right with me. It's not bothering me. Or do we really realize that we do have responsibility, not just to ourselves, but to all the world, because we are supposed to be light, we are supposed to be salt, we are supposed to make a big difference. Something for us to think about. We kind of take it for granted that somebody else is going to do it for us. But Christ has already told us who is going to do it. He said, you are the salt of the earth. Say just a few words about the bishop's appeal. What do they call it nowadays? It used to be called a bishop's appeal. But they call it something different now. And I'm sure you all have received messages from the office about that already. There's an announcement in the bulletin about it. Every parish is given a responsibility of so much percentage of the budgets that the bishop comes up with. And every parish in the diocese works together to make sure that they can function. And somehow or another, we all profit from what, from that contribution. All the parishes in the diocese somehow profit from what we contribute through our charities, through our education possibilities, through our formation of liturgical ministers, and all that kind of stuff, the education systems that we have in the diocese, which are really quite large and very expensive to operate. The young man a couple weeks ago told us about how expensive it is now to be in the seminary, and it helps cover some of those costs for young people who cannot afford to pay that amount of money. It profits the whole diocese. And so what the bishop basically asks us is, here is what I think your parish is capable of doing for the diocese. And he just asks that we all participate we can to make sure we reach the goal that the parish has. I'm not sure exactly what that is, but I think it's in the neighborhood of $150,000. It's a lot of money, but there's a lot of people. So if everybody kind of does something, it will happen fairly easily. So that next Sunday, the bishop will have the tape where he makes his appeal to all the parishioners in the diocese so that they can meet that obligation and continue to function as they are functioning. So be generous. Be as generous as you can.